guys haven't gotten a bunch of short fields this season from special teams or defense, but when you have, you've usually gotten it into the end zone. Are you pleased with how that aspect of
things are going? Yeah, I mean, that's situational type football stuff you practice. You know, sudden change. If the defense gets a turnover, you know, we get a big return on special teams or something like that. So I think we've been good there. Like, we've done a good job, but, you know, I think, you know, we got to expect to get the ball and have to go 80 after a touchback every time, you know, whether a punt or whatever. You know, it's always nice to have a short field, you know, but we, you know, we fully believe that, you know, every time we get the ball, we can go 80.
Have you gotten over Sunday's loss?
Yeah, I think, you know, I usually take Mondays to kind of mull around a little bit and, you know, learn from it. But after Monday, I think you got to let it go. You got to take what you can, learn from it. I know this is all repetitive, but learn from it and move on and get into the next game plan.
What'd you take from this one?
You know, I think the attention to details continue to be, you know, point emphasis. I think situational football, you know, like on the interception right before halftime, just bad situational football. I think things like that. I think communication, you know, being able to stay on the same page with guys, you know, so that we're as one unit, I think, throughout the game.
So on that one, they showed a double A blitz and then backed out. Are you getting better at picking that stuff up? Or in that case, do you beat yourself up over not noticing that they're backing out of that?
Yeah, you know, we did a good job of adjusting some protections during the game on the fly. I mean, Julius's first touchdown, you know, we get that protection adjusted in order to pick that up, you know, and then he's, you know, we're running wide open down the middle of the field. And then I think, you know, that instance, it was just trying to do too much. You know, we had a play where all four guys were getting in the end zone, give, you know, A-Rob or Julius or somebody a chance for a jump ball, you know, miss them deep and kick a field goal.
You've had a lot of success in hurry-up situations. Do you ever go to Ollie and say, hey, let's try to do this another time of the game and understand the path for any game situation?
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, it's definitely a good part of what we do. I think guys react to it well. We've been good in our two-minute drills throughout the year. It's a big point of emphasis during the week in practice. We always get one or two during practice. You know, Frank always gives a couple presentations of two-minute throughout the week. But, I mean, I think it is part of who we are, and the guys enjoy doing it. You know, I think we just kind of use it, you know, when we need to.
Do you ever suggest or try to nudge?
No. Yeah, I've never asked to go no huddle or 2 minute or anything. I think, you know, what we do with huddling and our tempo getting in and out of the huddle is good enough. And then I think when we get in those situations, we do a good job of that.
Blake, as a young quarterback, obviously you want to stay in the pocket. You want to go through your reads and progressions. But there's also an element for you of being able to run successfully. How do you try to balance that?
Yeah, it's difficult. You know, I've had multiple conversations with this. About this, you know, it's hard, you know, when do you move in the pocket? When do you take off and scramble and get outside the pocket? You know, so I think as a quarterback in this league, you want to remain as a passer as long as possible. You want to stay in the pocket and do, you know, all the movements that you do during drill work and stuff like that. And then when, you know, things absolutely collapse or you feel an opening, you know, you're able to get outside the pocket and get into a scramble drill, or possibly take off down the field. So I think it's hard to balance that. And it's kind of just a feel thing.
Does it change things at all, though, when you show them that early? And does it change the way defenses account?
Yeah, you know, I think it does. I think it, you know, it causes, you know, maybe defense linemen to be a little more cautious and not just pinning their ears back and running upfield and creating a lot of big lanes to kind of take off through. I think, you know, our guys do a really good job, you know, when we do get into the scramble drill, of finding holes and kind of working with me as I'm moving around. So I think it's something that we do well.
Are you doing a better job of controlling the motion? Whether it's on the field or a game or practice or something like that.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, me and Gus had a conversation a while ago about body language and, you know, how, you know, it could possibly affect the team and things like that. And being a quarterback, you know, that's kind of part of the role is what you do. You know, whether you know it or not, guys are always, you know, kind of looking at you and seeing how you react to things. So that's part of it, being able to stay, you know, upbeat, you know, being able to have a short memory and move on when things don't go your way. And I mean, I think it's something that I've worked on and gotten better at.
There are some quarterbacks that can yell at their guys, you know, on the field and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. How do you get to that point? Or does that just depend on the guy?
Yeah. I think it all depends on what kind of gets the guy going. I think, you know, I mean, there's a time and place for it. You know, I would never yell at a guy for dropping a ball or anything, as well as they wouldn't yell at me for missing a throw or throwing a pick. You know, it's kind of, I think there's a time and place for it for certain situations, when that, you know, needs to be done.
Most of yours is yelling at yourself, though, right?
Yeah. Like I told Nate and Ole that, you know, very rarely do I get mad at somebody else.
Right.
You know, if there's something, you know, I'll get mad at somebody when something in their control and they didn't execute it. Just as, you know, I'll get mad at myself for way more things. But yeah, usually if you think I'm mad, I'm probably just mad at myself.
Is it hard for you to control your body language when it's all directed at yourself?
You know, not really. I mean, I think if Gus came up to me and said, you know, I want you to show no emotions, and, you know, I'd be fine with that, you know. But I think you throw an interception, you make a mistake, it bothers you. It should bother you because it means something to you. And, you know, I think I'm able to forget that and move on and be ready by the next play.
Long trip to London, easier for you guys since you do it every year now, or is 8.5 hours on a plane, 8.5 hours on a plane no matter what?
Yeah, it's definitely long. I think ambient and sleeping will help, but you know, it's definitely it's a change up, it's, you know, adversity, it's whatever you want to call it, but I mean, guys are excited for it, and, you know, hopefully people will be able to sleep on a plane.
How will you kill that much time? I mean, you get on a plane at 6, you're not going to sleep right away,
right? Right. Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, we get out of here a little bit early, so I know I'll sit next to Chad and we'll go through our normal Thursday evening stuff, you know, watching the tape on the iPads and doing that. And then probably try and go to sleep as soon as possible.
Does it make you glad you're not an offensive lineman to get on a plane for that long?
Yeah, tight fit, not good.
Is it a time for you for this to start maybe being a benefit for you guys that you do this routine every year versus the opponent?
Yeah, I think it definitely helps out. You know, I think Ole talks about all the time, you know, being able to come up with a winning routine. Write down what you do every day. Write down what you do, you know, on Saturday before the game, on Sunday before the game. And this is an opportunity to kind of iron out, you know, what your routine is and go into London. You get a chance at it every year to practice it and find out, you know, what helps you the most. So I think it definitely can be a benefit.
What's unique about the Bills' defense?
They do a ton of stuff. You know, obviously with Rex Ryan, you know, in his kind of history, he's always done kind of different things, exotic things, and it's no different. You know, they have a really good front four that can kind of get after you, and their defense is solid. I think they show you all kinds of stuff, so you really got to be able, you know, I think you got to be sound. You have to trust your rules and kind of play what they give you.
Do you like going over Thursday as opposed to going over for the whole week?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'll tell you next week or next time I talk to you. But
next year when we talk about when.
Yeah. you know, I don't know. I thought the week thing was cool. I enjoyed it. I mean, I think this will be good, too. I think, you know, if guys are able to get a good night's sleep on the plane, I don't think anybody will really have a problem because we'll wake up Friday morning right when we get off the plane and go into meetings and practice and stuff. So I don't know. I feel bad for guys that can't sleep on a plane.
You've had a lot of wide receiver injuries. Are you just getting used to meshing with different targets every week?
Yeah, you know, it's been unfortunate. I think guys have gotten banged up, but that's part of it. It's part of the NFL. You know, every team goes through it and struggles with it. So I think other guys have done a good job. I think Brian Walter stepped up and made some great plays. And, you know, Tony Washington is a guy that's gotten more playing time and then ended up getting hurt. You know, Allen gets hurt late in the game Sunday. But I think guys have done a good job in picking up the slack.
Is it tough or is it odd to watch the Bills and see a guy like Mario Williams drop into coverage? Because and how difficult is it to know who's coming and who's not when they
right.
That Rex Ryan?
Yeah. It's hard to get a beat on anything because they'll do anything with anybody. You know, they'll drop anybody inside and anybody outside. So I mean, it's definitely crazy. There's definitely things that you don't see when you play anybody else. So you gotta expect everything, you know, cause those guys are really good pass rushers. And then the fact that, you know, they'll drop them into coverage, I think shows their versatility and, you know, they're trusting them to do other things.
Your development was such an off-season topic for everybody. Do you analyze during the season or is it too week to week to do that?
You know, I think you check it. It's kind of, you know, Ole says go through, watch the game. You know, and go through everything, grade yourself, and then we'll watch it. And then go through again and watch it, and just watch your feet. Make sure your footwork's fine. Make sure your release is where you want it to be. And it's just kind of a constant reminder that, you know, if there's anything out of whack, let's catch it now and fix it while it's just starting to happen.
Thank you, guys.